Well, good Thursday evening, everyone. Ron Millhorn live from Jack Smith Gymnasium, home of the Rifle Bears. For our Western Slope doubleheader, the Rifle Bears and the Summit Tigers. And we're getting a late start. The girls' JV game went overtime, and Summit pulled it out 39-35. Thrilling contest. And then, of course, there was about a 30-minute delay between games, the JV and the varsity game, so they could clean and sanitize the gymnasium, and we are about ready to go. Summit Tigers, we saw them, of course, Tuesday night, lost to the Glenwood Demons. Tuesday night, 48-29. Summit is 0-1 in league play, 1-2 overall. They've lost their last two games. Rifle Lady Bears, under Coach Eric Carroll, 1-0 in league, 1-1 overall. Kaylee Walker-Burns, head coach for the Summit Tigers. They beat West Grand 46-36, then lost to Roaring Fork in Carbondale 37-36, and again to Glenwood 48-29 in the league opener. Coach Eric Carroll, this season they've lost to Grand Valley in Parachute 38-30. Defeated Steamboat Springs 52-32. A pause for our the Pledge of Allegiance. The United States of America, and to the Republic, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, we got a smattering of fans. I think that's all that's allowed is a smattering. 20 or so. Our first visit to Jack Smith Gymnasium. We've seen a lot of good contests here. Jack and I have called a number of good games in this gym. And wait for the JV game. The folks that were here made some noise, but Summit pulled out the win 39-35. Starters for the Summit Lady Tigers. Number 4, Emily Ketteritz, 5'3 junior. Number 5, Sarah Pappas, 5'9 junior. Number 21, Paula Arredondo, a 5'4 sophomore. Autumn Rivera, number 23. She's a 5'9 sophomore. And Karen Barrios, a 5'6 senior. Starting for the Rifle Lady Bears. Number 2, Kimber Lang, a junior. And number 24, Karen. 5'4 sophomore Jasmine Quinones. Jamie Karen, leading scorer for Rival. She's a junior. Shooting guard. 5'8 senior Mackenzie Elizardo. And playing the post is Sage Allen, wearing number 23, head coach Eric Carroll.
Number 13, Mackenzie Elizardo.
Last year, Carroll's second season, Rifle Lady Bears took third place in the Western Slope with a 7-5 league record, 10-15 overall. 2019, they swept Summit, took fourth place in the West Slope, 6-6 in the league, 6-17 overall. In 2018, first place, 11-1 in league, 22-3 overall. First place, won the West Slope in 2017. Of course, great years with Ellie Walters. Here we go at the opening tip. It's going to be Kimber Lang and Autumn Rivera at the opening tip. Got the Rifle cheerleaders here making some noise. And the tip is won by Summit, taken by... Well, Kelly Duffy actually getting the start. She wasn't listed as a starter. Jump shot from 15. Put it by Rivera. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by a Rifle.
See what they give us. See, settle.
Sage Allen. Here's a drive. A shot from the key. Put up by Jamie Karen. And quickly draws a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Fouls called against Karen Barrios, her first. Jamie Karen at the line, first shot. Knocks it down. Nice form. And it's 1-0 Rifle. And second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Kimber Lang fighting for it, and wins that race. And a quick dish to Sage Allen. And Allen banks it in. It's 3-0 Rifle. Someone with the ball. Kelly Duffy with a shot blocked by Kimber Lang. Lang. Ball out of bounds. Rifle ball. Kimber Lang at about 6'1". Very athletic. Quinones against the press. Hands it off to McKenzie Elizardo. Jamie Karen. They get it across the court. Lang, her pass picked off by Summit. Stolen by Sarah Pappas. Getting in the lane there. 7 minutes left in the first. 3-0 Rifle. Kelly Duffy, top of the key. Bounce pass, trying to go down low. Here's a three-pointer top of the key by Duffy. That's an air ball out of bounds. Good start for Rifle. Summit's struggling a bit right now, early offensively. Jamie Karen has the inbounds. Now Jasmine Quinones against the zone press for Summit. Cross-court pass to Quinones. Passed out to Sage Allen. Lost it, got it back. Cross-court pass to Kimber Lang. Lang banks it, missed it. Found it for it. Lang gets it, kicks it out. Top of the key to Jamie Karen. Underhands it to McKenzie Elizardo. Allen sets up for a three, a flat-footed three. That's an air ball. Ball is tapped and went out of bounds. Summit ball.
Hey, who's got new?
I'll do my best to keep track as many stats as I can. But rebounds, turnovers, and all that, that's Jack's specialty. And unfortunately, Jack cannot join me this season. Tell you about a fundraiser we got going for Jack. Help pay his medical bills. There's a pass off the foot of Sage Allen out of bounds. Ketteritz inbounding the baseline. Goes into Barrios. Barrios to Duffy, top of the key. Got the left wrist heavily taped. She'll put up a three. That's going to be short. Another air ball. Out of bounds. I don't know if she sustained that maybe a wrist sprain against Glenwood. She did hit the floor a couple times. Rifle the ball. They have the lead 3-0. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. There's a trap at half court. As Quinones trying to get out of trouble, and 10-second violation.
Go this way. You got to cross here, spin, and go this way.
The Rifle coaches instructing and coaching as they would, pacing back and forth, wearing masks. Duffy has it. So are the players wearing masks. This is odd. It's going to take some getting used to. Lob pass, trying to go down low. Picked off by Kimber Lang, overthrown there. Lang gets the pick. It's the third steal against Summit. Drive by Elizardo. Lays it up and in. McKenzie Elizardo with the bucket. And it's 5-0 Rifle. 5:20 to go first quarter. Duffy brings it up for Summit. Wearing black uniforms with green trim. Here's a steal. Good hands by Quinones. Four steals. Now we got a foul coming back the other way against Summit. Second team foul. It is called against Emily Ketteritz, her first. 5-0 Rifle, 5:10 left in the first.
Hey, Sage, set a screen for Matt. Go, now.
Quinones inbounding for Rifle, the near sideline. Inbounds pass overthrown, and it's... There's a turnover, went into the hands of Brina Babich. Babich, a dangerous player for Summit. She's off the bench. There's a 15-foot shot put up by Callie Smith. Does it go? And there's a bucket from Autumn Rivera. Summit's first basket at the 4:55 mark. 5-2 Rifle. Jump shot by Allen. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound goes to Summit. Up the court comes Callie Smith. Smith, long red hair, long braids. Three-pointer, top of the key, won't go. Rebound controlled by Summit, pulled down by Barrios. Anna Garvert. Now here's Rivera. One dribble, shoots it in from 15. Garvert makes it 5-4 rifle. Elizardo with a little skip step. Jamie Caron, here's a three-pointer by Quinones. Top of the key, barely got the rim.
Hey, hey,
out of bounds, Summit ball.
There's so much space in the middle. Hey, Jasmine!
5-4 rifle, 4:05 to go, 4:06 to go in the first quarter. Barrios has it for Summit. Right wing. A near steal by Elizardo. Battling for it. Forced a jump ball. Got a hand on it and kept her hand on the ball. Possession is going to stay with the Tigers. Got a timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:53 remaining in the first quarter. Timeout called by Summit. 5-4 rifle with the lead. Basket from Mackenzie Elizardo. One from Sage Allen. And Jamie Caron, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Baskets for Summit, Anna Garbert, and Autumn Rivera. Rifle will host Glenwood Springs Saturday at 1 and 3. 1 o'clock girls, 3 o'clock boys. And again, those times are subject to change. I mean, this whole year has been a moving target.
Black right here.
Originally, the girls game tonight was scheduled for 4:30. But that was when the old gym was going to be used as an extra venue. And they decided that wasn't safe. And so they decided all the games are going to be played here in the main gym. A little cleanup duty there over on the Bears' claw, the far side of the court. They moved the scorers table, everything on the other side of the gym. Where the players are seated socially distanced. 5-4. Rifle. Summit has the ball. Barrios with the ball. Smothered there by Quinones. Barrios gets the ball back. Drive, a wild shot off the glass. Put up by Anna Garber. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Elizardo up the court to Kimber Lang. And
it was okay. She wasn't ready for it. Hey,
trying to get Lang on the run and get him to bank it in, but it went too far out of bounds. Barrios, top of the key. Lobs it to Garbert. Garbert picks it up. Guarded there by Quinones. Pass trying to go down low. Picked off by Elizardo. 6 turnovers by Summit. Kimber Lang at the free throw line. Bounce pass. An aggressive bounce pass. I mean, she just almost knocked the air out of the ball. Ball gets loose. Comes back the other way and a diving attempt to save it by Quinones, but she slid across the half-court line, and it's a turnover. 3:02 to go, first quarter, 5-4, rifle. Karen Barrios, the 5'6 senior, has it top of the key. Jamie Caron gets around the pick, and good defense forced Barrios to travel. Elizardo will inbound it. Met there immediately by Callie Smith. Lob pass up the court. Picked off by Brina Babich. Another turnover for Rifle. There's a pass blocked by Quinones, and then she's fouled, trying to take it up the court. Karen Barrios stuck a knee in there and commits the foul. Barrios with her second foul. Third team foul. No fouls for Rifle. Lisbeth Lopez in for Rifle. Into Jamie Caron. Jamie brings it up.
Hello, be patient.
Stops top of the key, looks left, goes right to Lopez. Lopez lobs it down to Kimber Lang, banking up. Banks it in. Nice post up by Kimber Lang. Her first basket. And it's 7-4 rifle, 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Drive by Pappas. Pappas has the ball stolen. Picked off by Jamie Caron. Caron going coast to coast. Stops. Lays it up. Got it. Jamie Caron. Her first basket, 9-4 rifle. Kelly Duffy passes right side in the corner, going to Callie Smith and threw it out of bounds. 7 turnovers committed by Summit. Elizardo, cross-court pass against the zone press. Quinones to Karen. Karen down to Lang. Lang pass it over ahead. Lost it out of bounds. Well, Lang's a force. Let's see, she's got good court sense. 9-4 rifle. Here's a 15-foot shot put up by Ketter. It's air ball. Rebound controlled by rifle taken by Sage Allen up the court to Quinones. 12-foot jumper. Good. Jasmine Quinones is money from 12 feet. 11-4 rifle. Minute 30 to go in the first. Pass down to a wide-open Autumn Rivera. Missed the baseline jumper. Rebound put back. Good by Kelly Duffy. 11-6 rifle. Minute 18 left. Rifle beats the press. Pass up the court. Tipped. Knocked out of bounds by Duffy. Rifle will get it at the baseline.
2-3.
Here, Coach Eric Kerr on the sideline. Quinones will inbound.
Kobe.
Near the exit
Sage,
door.
Go,
couple subs for Summit. Anna Garbutt back in. Quinones lobs it in high to Karen. Back to Quinones. Sage Allen to Kimber Lang. Banks it. Missed it. She's fouled. And Kimber Lang to the line for two. That's the fourth team foul. Coach Eric Carroll saying beautiful pass. Fourth team foul for Rifle or for Summit. A foul called against Callie Smith. And the 6'1 Kimber Lang at the line. That's short by about a foot. Lang, maybe a little more bend in the knees. Now she tries to bank it, missed it. Rebound Duffy. So Lang misses both free throws. All tapped out of bounds here. Under a minute to go here in the first. 11-6 rifle. Duffy brings it up. Goes right side in the corner, and they pass it down low. That was Anna Garbert. She was double-teamed, and the ball was tied up. They force a jump ball. Possession goes to the Lady Bears. Rita Babich back in the game for Summit. Garbert comes out. Elizardo into Quinones. Back to McKenzie. To Jamie Karen. Cross-court pass back to Quinones. Gets past the defender. Pass down low to Kimber Lang. Too much on it. A little bit high and out of bounds. Went right through the hands. Kelly Duffy brings it up for Summit. 11-6 rifle, 39 seconds. Bad pass. Picked off by Elizardo. Elizardo. Pass down to Quinones. Lays it up. Missed the layup. Rebound bobbled. Taken by Karen, top of the key. Jamie spots up for a three. That's short. It's an air ball out of bounds.
Shake it off.
22 seconds left here in the first. Caitlin Mentink in for Rifle, replacing Sage Allen. Duffy brings it up for Summit. Or rather, Callie Smith. Smith to Brita Babich. Babich made the contact. Put her shoulder down, but they're going to call a foul against Mackenzie Elizardo. That's the first foul for Rifle. Twelve seconds left. Inbounds pass. Knocked away by Elizardo. Loose ball. It goes out of bounds. It's Rifle ball. As Ketteritz couldn't catch up with it. Good D by Rifle, forcing a lot of turnovers. Elizardo with 12 seconds into Jamie Karen against the zone press. Back to Karen. 7 seconds. 6. Karen gets around the defender. Bounce pass to Quinones. Puts up a shot from 16. Tried to back. It doesn't go. Rebound put back. McKenzie Elizardo with the buzzer. You betcha. The buzzer beater by Elizardo in the key. And that is the end of the first quarter. 13-6 rifle. We go to the second after this on KMTS. Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. Lady Bears lead the Summit Tigers 13-6. As we go to the second quarter, another steal for Rifle. Steal by Kimber Lang. Mackenzie Elizondo with that buzzer beater in the key in the first quarter. Drive by Karen. Looked like it was contact, but apparently not. They blocked the shot, and now a battle for the ball and a rebound. Possession's going to go to Summit. Elizondo with two baskets in that first quarter. Another saying possession Rifle. Nine turnovers committed by Summit. Quinones will inbound the baseline. Goes in to Elizardo. Back to Quinones. Spots up for a 15-footer from the baseline. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Callie Smith for Summit. Rifle hustling. Playing good D. Only committed one foul. Smith's pass tipped. Good hands by Jamie Karen. But last touched by Summit. Karen Barrios back in for the Lady Tigers along with Kelly Duffy. Pass in to Quinones, Elizardo, to Karen. They beat the press. Not quite. Nope. They were about to, but then Jamie tossed it over the head of Jasmine Quinones. It was only 5-4. That pass was about 7-4. 13-6 Rifle. The first minute here in the second quarter. Duffy gets the inbounds pass. Goes to Ketteritz. Lob pass down low. Knocked away. It's taken by off the hands of Elizardo. Into the hands of Jamie Karen. Good defense posted up for Rifle. Elizardo with a drive along the baseline. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Summit. Pulled down by Autumn Rivera. And now we got a timeout call by Coach Kaylee Walker-Burns for the Summit Tigers. 30-second timeout. 6:59 left in the first half. Well, they haven't changed the quarter on the scoreboard. Well, I've seen some great games here in this gym. It's the paint jobs, they've been paint jobs over the years, but it's still during the break after the JV game, I kind of walked through the hallways and walked down memory lane. It's my oldest son, Brock, went here for till his junior year. Walked through the theater where he was in a number of plays and musicals. 13-6, Rifle. Duffy, top of the key, bad pass. Threw it out of bounds. Trying to hit Autumn Rivera with an angle pass, but Rivera wasn't expecting it. That's 12 turnovers for Summit. Elizardo up to Quinones. Quinones is met with by three defenders and fell to the floor. She threw the ball away into the hands of a Summit player. Bringing it up, and there were three defenders on her. Ketteritz to Brina Babich to Barrios. Three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. Attempted by Babich. There's Jamie Karen. Backs up right wing. Left wing to Elizardo. Elizardo dribbles a couple times, backs up.
Memphis.
Jamie Karen has it at the circle as they spread it out, four corners. Summit in a zone now. 13-6 Rifle, 6 minutes left in the first half. Sage Allen gets it down low to Kimber Lang. Lang throwing it through the key, expecting someone to be there. I think Elizardo, but it ends up going into the Summit bench. Summit ball. Karen Barrios has the ball, top of the key. Right wing to Ketteritz. Back to Barrios. Left wing to Duffy. Duffy down to Babich. Double team. Ball knocked away by Kimber Lang. Loose ball. Quinones comes up with it, sitting on her butt. Hands it off to Jamie Karen. Karen right wing. Karen bounce pass to Lang. Dribbles once. Shoots. Banks it. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Put back. No good. Battle for the ball. It comes to Sage Allen. Allen. Oh. Sage call for traveling. 5:28 left in the half. 13-6 Rifle. First game Jack and I did together. started our 22-season broadcast relationship. It was in 1999, a girls' playoff game here at the Bears Den, which was what it was called back then. Here's a steal by Sage Allen. Quickly to Jamie Caron on the fast break. Lays it up. Missed the layup. Rebound put back. Allen, no good. She's fouled. And Sage Allen to the line for two.
Layups, man. Layups. Passes and layups.
We had a lot more equipment then.
Hey, how are we feeling?
Kelly Smith picks up her second foul. Sage Allen at the line for two. She's got 2 points. Sage with the first free throw. Good. Perfect. Barely moved the net. A lot of equipment that day, and it was hot. This place was packed. We had bands. It was insane. And I thought, girls basketball, I don't know. I was hooked after the first quarter. It was so much fun. Sage Allen's second free throw. And won't get the bounce. 14-6 rifle, 5:08 to go in the first half. Barrios brings it up for Summit. Wearing bright red sneakers. Here's a steal by Jamie Caron. Breakaway. She'll go to the right side. She'll lay it up and got it. Jamie Caron with a steal and a breakaway. Her second bucket makes it 16-6 rifle, their biggest lead. 4:50 left in the half. Callie Smith. Oh, we got a foul on Sage Allen reaching around. Guarding Garbert from behind. Instead of reaching around, she should have reached from the side. You can hear the coach exhorting her. Ashley Barella inbounding. She just checked in for Summit. Barella running out of time. And here's the ball knocked away. Steal by Kimberlang. Her pass knocked out of bounds by Callie Smith. Rifle ball again. The near sideline. Summit will get back on D. Jamie Caron brings it up. Bounce pass left side to Elizardo. Back to Caron at center court. She's at the circle.
No. You're home. Give her two
now
days.
Top of the key asking for a pick. Gets one from Lang. Stops. Hands it off to Quinones. Quinones right wing. Dribbles around right side. Baseline pass. Nice pass down to Lang. Banks it and she's fouled. Kimber Lang. The bucket and one. Six team fouls against Summit.
Jamie.
A foul called against Anna Garbert, her first. Kimber Lang with her second bucket. Nice pass from Quinones. Elizabeth Lopez checks in for a rifle. Elizardo out for a breather.
Jasmine, run the show. Faith, be confident with the ball. Let's go.
Lang's free throw no good. Rebound putback attempt by Lopez doesn't go. Another putback attempt by Sage Allen doesn't go. Falls to the floor in a battle for the ball.
Hey,
it's
match up now.
Summit ball.
Faith, you got 24.
Lang 0 for 3 from the line. But it's an 18-6 lead for the Lady Bears. 4:15 left in the half. Callie Smith dribbles around baseline. Has an opening from behind the backboard. Awkward shot doesn't go. Rebound putback attempt. On a fallaway jumper by Sarah Pappas doesn't go. Rebound Quinones up the court to Sage Allen. Allen dribbles once, shoots, misses. She's fouled. 17 fouls. And Sage Allen back to the line.
Just go.
Allen 1 for 2 from the free throw line. She has 3 points. Foul is against Garbert, her second. And an administrative timeout. Official timeout. 30-second timeout. 4 minutes left in the half. 18-6 rifle. Sage Allen to the line. She'll shoot two. Just a couple seconds. Amy Garbert with a basket. Kelly Duffy with a basket. Autumn Rivera with a bucket. Summit has not scored in this second quarter. The administrative timeouts are the referee's discretion to give players a little extra time to catch their breath. They're wearing masks and to get something to drink.
You've got to be moving your feet and active. Let's go.
Sage Allen's first free throw. Perfect. Splashdown under the net. Sage dribbles a couple times, takes aim. Second free throw. Nailed it. 20-6 rifle.
Hey, if you're a sub right now, work your butt off. Work your butt off. Work your butt.
Here we go, under 4 minutes to go in the half. Callie Smith brings it up for Summit. A little skip step, gets past the defender, drives all the way, trying to go underneath to Pappas. And we got a reach-in foul. Just the third team foul. Faith Trujillo picked up the foul. She's guarding the inbounds pass. They go into Pappas. Her easy shot missed it, but she a foul on the rebound attempt by Autumn Rivera. Era Rivera was fouled trying to put back the get a putback shot. And Faith Trujillo picks up her second foul. First free throw from Rivera is good. Gives her 3 points. First point for Summit here in the second quarter. Trujillo, Mentink, and Lopez out for Rifle. Rivera's second free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound chased down by Sage Allen. Up the court comes Jamie Caron. Has the top of the key. Right side of the wing to Quinones. Quinones double team goes along the baseline. She stepped out of bounds.
Hey, Jasmine, it's okay. Get one back.
20-7, Rifle.
Who's got ball? Who's got 24?
Yeah, we got a late start. Game was scheduled to start around 6-ish, but the JV game went overtime. Rivera has the ball and throws it away. Trying to go to Callie Smith and just toss it into the sidelines. Quinones will inbound. Summit making a couple substitutions.
Hey,
Kelly
out,
Duffy back
out,
in for the Tigers.
Fly out, McKenzie.
Now Lizardo has it. Goes to Quinones, top of the key. Left wing to Sage Allen. Allen has the ball knocked away, gets it back. Back to Quinones on the left wing. Top of the key to Jamie Caron. Caron to Quinones, they go four corners. Sage Allen in the far corner, double teamed, in trouble, needs some help. Foul's going to be called a reach-in.
Hey,
call it against Brita Babich, her first eighth team foul. 1-1 for Sage Allen.
It's still there. It's there. Every game. 1-1.
There's no way. Sage with her first free throw. Tried to bank it. Pushed it off to the right.
Drop it.
There's a double team and a steal by Elizardo on the inbounds. Puts up a shot. No foul. Loose ball taken, though, by Quinones on the weak side. And Quinones banks it in. 22-7 Rifle. 2:45 to go in the first half. Duffy's pass. Oh, she traveled before she passed it off to Callie Smith.
Memphis. Sage, you're leaving. Drop.
Bounce pass to Jamie Caron, to Quinones, back to Caron. High pass, bad pass off her hands and taken by Callie Smith. Taken back by Quinones. Taken back by Babich, and then a foul's going to be called on Jasmine Quinones. Back and forth exchange. Quinones picks up her first 15 foul. Callie Smith, 5'7 junior inbounding. Goes into Kelly Duffy near half court. Pass over to Barrios, who wasn't expecting it. Here's a drive. Jump forced up by number 20. Brina Babich didn't go. Rebound taken by Rifle. Caron has it. Quinones, Elizardo left wing. Cross court pass to Caron. Jamie with a drive. They cut her off at the baseline. Bounce pass underneath the Lang. Lang muscles one up and won't get the bounce. Rebound controlled by Summit. As they fall to the floor, but and what a painful way to travel.
30.
As Babich came down with a, or no, it was Rivera came down with a rebound, it fell to the floor. And call for traveling. Timeout called. 30-second timeout. 2:12 left in the half. It's 22-7 Rifle. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium. Rifle High School. The Rifle Lady Bears leading Summit 22-7. Lob pass into Jamie Karen in the corner. Gets a pick in the paint. Now hands it off to Sage Allen, who banks it in. Jamie Karen to Sage Allen for the bucket. And it's 24-7 Rifle. Kelly Smith, right wing. Barrios, or rather Rivera, to Duffy. Duffy left wing. Dribbles a couple times, top of the key. She's very careful not to use that. Well, I don't know if she has full use of that left hand. It's heavily taped. Barrios to Rivera. Fakes the handoff, drives, shoots, banks it, missed it, but she's fouled. And two shots for Autumn Rivera. Summit still without a field goal in this second quarter. Sage Allen getting some instruction there. Autumn Rivera takes aim. First free throw is off the back of the rim. .136 left of the half. Rivera, 5'9", sophomore. First, second free throw is no good. Rebound off the hands of Elizardo into the hands of Quiñones. Jamie Karen will walk it up. Looks up at the clock. Calls out a play. Lobs it left wing to Elizardo. Top of the key to Quiñones. Bad pass. Picked up by Summit. Loose ball. Now a battle for it. We got a foul on the attempt to get the ball back. And Quiñones picks up her second. 17 foul. And it's a 1-1 now for Summit. And the first free throw rolls off the rim. No good. Attempted by Garbert. Rebound controlled by Sage Allen. Quiñones have it. Top of the key.
Swing it to Jamie.
Coach Eric Carroll calling out a play. 1:07 to go in the half.
Good, Caitlin.
Quiñones. Jamie Karen back to Quiñones. Throwing the ball around. Spreading it out. Pass intended for Lang. Too high. Off her hands and taken by Summit. Up the court comes Barrios. Barrios stops, goes right wing, and now they go down low to Brina Babich, and Babich is denied by Kimber Lang, who got a big mitt up there and swatted it out of bounds. 24-7 Rifle. Kimber Lang, a junior, 6'1", using her height to her advantage. Ketteritz inbounding, almost stepped out of inbounds and then back in, out of bounds and then back in. Barrios has it, 38 seconds to go. Garbert being pestered there by Lopez. Drive by Ketteritz. Here's a jump shot from 10 feet by Autumn Rivera. Doesn't go. Rebound put back. Ketteritz won't go. Bobbled around, taken by Jamie Karen for Rifle. 20 seconds left. Karen double teamed, triple teamed.
Hey, Jamie, just hold.
Ball knocked out of bounds.
Memphis for one shot. Clock.
17 seconds left.
Stop. Go. No, too late, Memphis. Too late. Memphis.
16, 15, 14, 13, 12.
Mentink with the ball. Now Quiñones, 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7, 6, 5. Jamie Karen will take the last shot, maybe. Yes, she will. Fall away. Jumper won't go. Rebound. Controlled by Summit. That'll do it for the first half. Solid first half for the Rifle Lady Bears. They lead Summit 24-7. We'll have some totals after this on KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium here at Rifle High School. The Rifle Lady Bears leading the Summit Tigers 24-7. Rifle came out playing tough defense, forcing a lot of turnovers. Summit with, my unofficial count, 13 turnovers, 10 turnovers for Rifle. But Rifle turning it into points. as they outscored Summit in the first quarter 13-6 and held Summit to just 1 point in that second quarter as they pulled away for the big lead 24-7 for Summit. Anna Garbert with 2 points. Kelly Duffy with the bucket. Autumn Rivera with the first basket for Summit. That came about five and a half minutes into the ball game. Then the second quarter, Autumn Rivera with one free throw. That was it. Summit not getting many good looks as Rifle playing great defense, sent out the post. For Rifle, when they get the ball, force a turnover. They push it up the floor and taking good shots. Not too many deep threes. Kimber Lang has 4 points. She's been a force. She's got a block, a couple of steals, a couple of assists. 0 for 3 from the free throw line. That's always something that can improve for every team. But she's been terrific down at the post. Jasmine Quinones with 4 points, one bucket in each quarter. Jamie Karen with 5 points. She's the spark plug for the offense. Makes the team go. Getting good assists. Bringing the ball up the floor. Rifle hasn't had too much trouble with the Summit press tonight. Karen with 5 points. A basket in the second quarter. Basket and a free throw in the first. Mackenzie Elizardo, one of the starters tonight. She had 2 baskets in the first quarter and some big rebounds. Sage Allen leads the Rifle Lady Bears with 7 points. She's had some putbacks. She is 3 for 5 from the free throw line and 2 baskets to give her 7 on the night. Don't have the rebound count, but Rifle, I think, has been controlling the boards tonight. ...24-7 is our score here at halftime. Summit Tigers last year went 10-12 overall, 4-8 in league play. In 2019, they were 5th in the league with a 4-8 record, 8-15 overall. 6th place in 2018, 6th place in 17, 6th in 2016, 6th place in 2015. It's been a rough haul for Summit, but Kaylee Walker-Burns has some talented players, and just one senior on this, or two seniors, Karen Barrios and Ashley Barella. Our young girls getting some good varsity experience in this COVID-shortened season. 14 games in the season and no tournaments, no district tournaments, nothing regional. It's, you automatically qualify based on record RPI and all that stuff. 32 teams qualifying for the state tournament. Well, the latest news in local sports, high school sports, starting this week, the Roaring Fork Schools RE1 inviting one spectator for each student-athlete to attend home competitions. This will be space permitting, as some auxiliary spaces will not accommodate spectators at all. Since the countywide health and safety plan for athletics, which prohibited spectators, was presented to the Garfield County Commissioners in December, local and state guidelines have changed to allow some flexibility around spectators at high school competitions. So one spectator per student athlete at home games in the RE1 school district. And the Chassa Board of Directors approved the 2021 State Wrestling Tournament to be held at the Southwest Motors Events Center, the Colorado State Fairgrounds in Pueblo. Instead of the Pepsi Center being taken over with wrestling mats all over the place, it's going to be the Southwest Motors Events Center at the Fairgrounds in Pueblo, March 12th and 13th. The Events Center has hosted other things like state and regional basketball and cheer competitions in the past, so City Pueblo can certainly handle the competition. Well, as we get ready for half number two, Rifle Lady Bear is looking to go 2-0 in league play. And again, Rifle will host Glenwood on Saturday, 1 o'clock girls, 3 o'clock, 3-ish for the boys. Saturday afternoon here at Jack Smith Gymnasium. Do I say that name? I smile. Jack Smith, what a wonderful guy. Always had a good joke. Great coach. Demanded effort and discipline. I remember when he was umpiring baseball games, he'd always share a story or a joke in between innings. He'd come by and talk to Jack and myself. Wonderful memories of the great Jack Smith. Rifle with the ball to start the second half. Elizardo has it left wing. Summit in a 1-3-1 zone. Rifle up 24-7. Karen has it at the circle. Now it's Elizardo. Back to Jamie Karen at the circle. Drives right side. Puts on the brakes. Hands it off to Quinones. Goes to Sage Allen at the free throw line. Allen double team. Goes to Elizardo. Elizardo with a drive. Shot from 10 feet off the rim. No good. Rebound to Kimber Lang. Ball knocked out of bounds. Looked like Rivera got a hand on it. Knocked it out of bounds. Quinones will inbound for Rifle at the baseline. Goes into Elizardo, and Summit caught sleeping, flat-footed. Easy money there for
Jamie. Tighter.
Rifle, 26-7.
Sage, up! Stay down!
Elizardo with her sixth point. 26-7 Rifle, 7:10 to go.
Tighter! Sage, get it in the net!
Kelly Duffy.
Sage!
Trying to pass. Down to Sarah Pappas, trying to post up. And
Hey, quick second. Talk to G.
Pappas was fouled by Kimber Lang. That's just her first. And bounce pass to Rivera. Rivera stops 5 feet from the basket. Now goes to Duffy. Duffy to Pappas. Pappas with a 10-foot baseline jumper off the rim. The ball.
Hands. Find your man.
Controlled by a Rifle, but a turnover there. Emily Kitteritz inbounding for Summit. Lob pass.
Kimber.
Trying to go into Pappas.
And
we got a foul against Rifle. Summit got into early foul trouble. Now it's Rifle's turn here in the second half. And Kimber Lang picks up number two.
It's the same thing.
Kitteritz inbounding. Goes into Pappas. Pull-up jumper. Got the roll. Sarah Pappas with the basket. First basket for Summit since the midway through the first quarter. And Lizardo has it. Half court goes to Quinones. Quinones down to Mentink. Mentink trying to pass down to Lang. Lang's shot is blocked. Pappas now defending Kimber Lang. That's a better matchup there for Summit. She's blocked two of Lang's shots. Bounce pass to Jamie Karen, her shot is an air ball. Mentin came up with the rebound but fell to the floor, and the ball is taken by Summit. Kitteritz to Pappas to Rivera, 17-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Rifle. Jamie Karen has it up the right sideline. Karen, their eyes up the floor. Now goes top of the key to Elizardo. Left wing to Quinones for three. Bank shot, nope, the bank is closed. Rebound taken by Autumn Rivera. Kelly Duffy has it, center court, met there by Mentink. Three-point attempt by Kitteritz, doesn't go. Here's a bank shot by Karen Barrios, and Barrios with her first bucket. 26-11, Rifle, 5:59 to go in the third. Summit with his own press. Rifle having trouble getting it up the floor, and Coach Kara wants a timeout, a full timeout. We'll take a break. 5:52 to go, third quarter, 26-11. Rifle, this is KMTS. 5:52 remaining in the third quarter. The Rifle Lady Bears leading Summit 26-11. Summit coming out playing a little bit better offensively and defensively. They've outscored Rifle 4-2 here in the early minutes of the third quarter. Happy to bring our call to Rifle Community Television. Tonight's doubleheader. Lady Bears with a 15-point lead. Summit chipping away at that lead. Elizardo will inbound near the scorer's table. Goes into Quinones, back to Elizardo. Kenzie to Sage Allen, spots up for a three in the corner. Buries it. Sage Allen. Or Singe Allen, she burned the nets. 29-11 rifle. Rivera stops at the free throw line, cut off.
3 seconds. 3 seconds.
Barrios has it near the circle, smothered there by Quinones. Ketteritz has it. Moved her feet, didn't get called. Rivera double team, triple team. Now lob pass picked off by Quinones. Quinones battling for the ball against Barrios, and a foul's going to be called against Barrios, trying to get the ball back. Barrios picks up her third. That's trouble for her. She might have to come out. No. Coach Kayla Walker Burns pulling out Pappas and sends in Kelly Duffy. Or rather, Brina Babich. Lang to Quinones. Fakes the shot. Drives along the baseline. Goes to Mackenzie Elizardo, whose shot rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound put back by Kimber Lang. Takes it with an elbow. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go. Two attempts. Didn't go. She was too far into the basket. First shot went underneath the hoop. Second one, she just controlled it on her hip. Put up another shot. Didn't go. Summit ball. 29-11. Rifle with the lead. Brina Babich tied up there. Jump ball called. Good job by Kimber Lang. Babich, frustrated, gets to her feet. Possession will stay with the Lady Tigers. Substitute for Summit as Babich comes out. Anna Garbert in for her. Ketteritz will inbound for Summit at the baseline. And Kimber Lang ties up the inbounds pass. She got the hand on it with Garbert, and possession arrow goes to Rifle. Elizardo will inbound against Summit with the zone press. Karen to Elizardo to Quinones, brings it up right side. Ball knocked out of bounds by Callie Smith. 4:18 left in the third, 29-11 Rifle. Kimber Lang coming out for a breather. Elizabeth Lopez in for her. And a timeout called. 30-second timeout. Called by Rifle. 4:18 left in the third. 29-11 Rifle with the lead. Barrett, the boys game coming up after this one. Again, we got a late start. Originally, this game scheduled to start at 4:30. Yeah, 4 hours ago. But this game's got bumped to 6-ish. And, of course, the girls' JV game went overtime. It was a thrilling game. Summit pulled it out. I think it was 39-35, the final. And then, of course, we had to clear the gym for about a half hour while they disinfected everything. We'll have to do that after this game is over before we start the boys' game, which will be rather late. Bounce pass to Quinones. Here's Jamie Caron. Baseline drive. Puts up a shot. Got it. And the foul. Jamie Caron with an aggressive move to the basket. A bucket and one. And the foul is called against Ketteritz, her second. Ketteritz with 7 points. Missed the free throw off the front of the rim. Rebound taken by Garbert for Summit. Pass down low at the baseline to Babich. Babich called for traveling. She got the pass and couldn't put on the brakes. Elizardo is going to come out for Rifle. Mintink in for her. Lopez will inbound it. Summit again with the zone press. Now a timeout called. 30-second timeout, 3:53 left in the third quarter. 31-11, Rifle with the lead. Back after this on KMTS. Rifle beats the press. Sage Allen, jump shot from 10. Won't get the bounce. And Sage calling for traveling. 3:41 left in the third, 31-11, Rifle.
Who's got ball? Jazz, take a look. Go, take a look.
Callie Smith brings it up for Summit. Dribbles right side. Bounce pass on the wing. Picked off by Sage Allen. intended for Babich. Allen's pass at half court to Jamie Caron. Caron stuffs, underhands it to Mentink. And Mentink with a little 5-foot baseline jumper. Good. Her first bucket makes it 33-11 Rifle. Callie Smith, top of the key for the Tigers. In the paint to Garbert. And Garbert call for traveling. I believe that's 20 turnovers, last count, unofficial count for a Summit. Bounce pass to Jamie Caron. Cross court to Quinones on the right side. They double team her. She gets the ball away to Lopez. Back to Quinones. Gets it across the timeline. And Quinones stepped along the sideline out of bounds. Kelly Duffy for Summit. Dribbles right side, gets a pick. Lopez picks her up. Hands it off to Garbert in the near corner. Pivots, lobs it down. Bad pass, picked off by Quinones. On the weak side of the key, Quinones slows it down. Stops at the circle, calls out a play. Goes to Mentink, left wing. Caitlin goes to Lopez in the near corner. Lopez will launch one from 18. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Summit. Pulled down by Ketteritz. 2:25 left in the third. 33-11 Rifle. Ketteritz with the drive. Off balance. Bad pass. Battle for it on the floor between Sage Allen and Anna Garbert. Jump ball called. Possession will stay with Summit. Elizardo back in for Rifle. Four subs coming in for Summit, including Ashley Barella. Sarah Pappas. Caron Barrios is in. Callie Smith will inbound the baseline for Summit.
Good, McKenzie.
Lobs it in the key. Shot put up by Rivera off the rim. No good. Got her own rebound. Battle for it. Ball out of bounds. Rivera couldn't quite haul it in. Fell to the floor, and it's Rifle ball.
Hey, Jasmine, run it.
Each team with just two fouls.
Go get it, Jasmine. Caitlin Lowe.
Quinones has it. The circle goes left wing to Elizardo. McKenzie back to Quinones. Back to Elizardo, left wing. Cross court pass to Jamie Caron. Elizardo left wing. Goes cross court to Jamie Caron. Caron into Elizardo in the paint. From the floor, kicks it out to Sage Allen. Tried to bank a three. That's off the mark. Rebound, though, taken by Caron. Caron in the far corner, gets cut off there. Goes into Quinones. Quinones with two defenders. Breaks the double team. Missed the layup, but she's fouled. And Quinones to the line for two. Ana Rivera picks up her first third team foul. Quinones with 4 points. Looking for her first point here in the third quarter. And that's off the back of the rim. Quinones' second free throw is just a little short. Rebound taken by Elizardo. Put back. Got it. Mackenzie Elizardo with the aggressive move. Got the board and muscled it up there. Her second bucket of the quarter. 35-11. Rifle.
That's okay.
Yeah, we got a foul.
It's okay. You're working hard. Jamie.
Elizardo called for the foul. Her second. Your coach. Carol said, it's all right. You're working hard. That's what he wants. Good effort. Kimber Lang back in. Jamie, Caron, and Elizardo out. Barella inbounding. Bad pass on the floor. Battle for it. It's a scrum. Kimber Lang wins the battle. Jump ball called. Possession goes to Rifle.
Press break. Press break. Faith, stay. Stay. Break. Break hard. Middle flash. Middle flash.
Mentink into Faith Trujillo. Quinones has it. Splits the double team. Goes to Allen. Allen's pass to Kimber Lang. Picked off by Sarah Pappas. And Rifle commits a foul trying to get the ball back.
Hey, we got to be up tight now.
Third team foul. Didn't see who was called. Oh, fourth team foul. They didn't flash a number yet. I didn't see it.
Work, Faith, work.
Callie Smith has it one-on-one with Faith Trujillo. Trujillo gets around the pick. Now the Smith picked up by Sage Allen. Rivera has it to Barella. Barella retrieves it at the baseline. Goes to Smith. Pass down to Pappas. Turnaround jumper good from 10. Kimber Lang was called for the foul, I believe. Pappas with that bucket. 35-13 rifle. 50 seconds left in the third. Faith Trujillo. Near corner to Sage Allen. Got fouled. Nope. Stepped out of bounds.
Help each other out. I know. We have to get that experience. Okay, go. Let's go. Sub. Too late.
Morella inbounds to Smith. Callie Smith. One-on-one with Faith Trujillo. Trujillo gets bumped after getting picked there. Allen picks her up. Sage Allen blocks the pass. And I think she twist her ankle? She's hobbled a little bit. Sage Allen's going to come out. She's jogging off on her own. Just a slight twist of the ankle, it looked like. Barella will inbound for Summit. Guarded there by Liz Lopez. Pass down to Rivera. Jump shot over Kimber Lang. No good. Rebound controlled by Trujillo for Rifle. Outlet pass to Quinones. 16 seconds left in the third. Lopez. Double team. Oh, what happened? She stepped out. It looks like her foot stepped out of the sidelines there. We haven't started the clock yet. The clock hasn't moved. There we go. 7-6-5. Rivera. It's a baseline jumper for Summit. Put up by Ketteritz. Does it go? There's the buzzer ending the third quarter. After three, it's Rifle 35, Summit 13. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. We go to the fourth quarter. Lady Bears in control. This one leading Summit 35-13. Looking for their second league win this COVID-shortened season. Ketteritz has the ball for Summit. Drives left side. Takes it all the way. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Putback attempt by Pappas. Good. Pappas with the rebound and the putback. She's got 6 points to lead the Lady Tigers. Jamie Karen. Elizardo at the circle. Right side to Quinones. Back to Elizardo at the circle. Left wing to Jamie Karen as they spread it out. Rifle. Taking their time. Kimberline got the pass and bobbled it and fell to the floor and does a backward somersault as Rifle gets the ball back. As Lopez trying to feed it in to Elizardo, and Elizardo gets tied up going to the basket. Jump ball called possession, Summit.
Hey, help side defense. We got cooked last time because help side didn't come over. Mackie and Kimber, you got to step help side.
I'm guessing the boys' game will start probably around 9:20. It's going to be a late night. Ketteritz has it top of the key. Drives. Two defenders on it. Puts him a shot. Does it go? Rebound. Put back on the weak side is Rivera. Rivera scoreless in that third. Picks up her second bucket of the night. Gives her 5 points for Summit. 35-17 Rifle. A Lizardo to Kimber Lang from the free throw line. Pass down to Lopez. Hook shot. In and out. No good. Rebound. Lopez gets it back. In the paint. Now kicks it out. Looking for someone at the top of the key. Is off the hands of Quinones. Taken by Lopez. Goes to Elizardo. Muscles up a shot. Doesn't go. McKenzie is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul is called against Sarah Pappas, her first. Each team with four. Kinsey Elizardo takes aim, slight bend at the knees, and that first free throw off the back of the rim. Her first free throw attempt of the night. Tomorrow at noon is the ribbon cutting for the Rifle Animal Shelter, the new animal shelter. The break ground, or not ribbon cutting, groundbreaking ceremony. It's going to be a beautiful facility. Ribbon cutting comes much later. Elizardo's second attempt is good. Got the bounce at the back of the rim. Elizardo with
help side needs
9 points.
Be there. That's twice now.
Pass down to Rivera. Her shot off the glass is good. Autumn Rivera. Boy, Summit missing this offense in the first half. Pass to Elizardo. Drives. Two defenders on it. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Caroms around. It's controlled by Summit. Now they're going to call jump ball. Is Elizardo got a hand in there? And got Anna Garber tied up there. Barella out for Summit. Ketterit's in for her. Oh, they're saying rifle ball. That's where the possession arrow goes. Quinones will inbound the baseline. Kimber Lang sets a pick. Rolling, trying to get to the basket. They'll go into Jamie Caron at the free throw line. Drives, fake, shoots, scores. Got the nice spin. Good English on that ball for Jamie Caron. That would have been a good bowling shot. That would have been a strike. Got the nice spin and in. 38-19 rifle. Barrios has it right wing for Summit.
You ready to dig? Kimber, take it away. Jasmine, be ready. Drop.
Rivera has it. Double teamed. And gets tied up.
Listen, we're not worried about, rifle.
Jump ball possession will stay with the Tigers.
Jasmine and Jamie, when the ball goes middle, we're fine. Jasmine, Jamie, safe.
Ketterit's inbounding for Summit. Here's Garbert with a baseline jumper. It's good. From 17 feet. Makes it 38-21 rifle. Drive by Quinones. Lays it up. Clangs off the backboard. No good. Rebound putback attempt by Lang. Doesn't go, but Kimber is fouled, and she'll go to the line. Kimber with 4 points all in the first half. Got a couple of blocks. Brina Babich picks up her second, fifth team foul. Kimber Lang's first free throw. Won't get the bounce. She's 0 for 4 from the stripe. Second free throw. No good. Rebound, Sage Allen. Tried to go back to the hoop. Got stuffed there by Babich. Babich with the block. Babich has the ball. Baseline. Dribbles once. Shoots and scores. Banks it in. Brina Babich. She was a weapon against Glenwood. 38-23. Summit getting closer. 5:09 to go in the ball game.
One more.
Rifle against the press. Coach Eric Carroll says, let's call a timeout and figure this out. Full timeout. 5:03 left in the game. 38-23. Rifle with the lead. This is KMTS. Back to Rifle High School, Jack Smith Gymnasium. Rifle Lady Bears leading Summit 38-23, 5:03 left in the ballgame. Summit with 10 points in this fourth quarter. They scored 6 in the first, 1 in the second, 6 in the third. Elizardo has the ball. Guarded closely there by Garbert. Elizardo needs to get rid of the ball. Now it goes to Quinones at the circle. Bad pass off the hands of Elizardo. Stolen by Garbert. Goes to Barrios. Barrios picks it up. Smothered there by Quinones. Garbert has it. Took a step. Got away with it. Drive by Ketterits. Lost control of the ball. They call a jump ball. Both two players got tied up there. I think it was Elizardo got a hand on it. Possession goes to Rifle. 4:29 left in the game. Lady Bears with a 15-point lead. Caron to Elizardo, right wing near the Bears' claw. Caron trying to set a pick. Now gets around. Here's Quinones handing, getting the ball. Goes to Kimber Lang at the free throw line. Nice pass to Caron. Caron lays it up and in. Good feed from Kimber Lang. That was an important basket there. Jamie Caron with a bucket thanks to Kimberlang's brilliant bounce pass. 40-23, 17-point lead for Rifle. Traveling called against Summit, called against Autumn Rivera. Under 4 minutes to go in the ball game, and a timeout called. This is an administrative break. 30-second timeout. I believe it's Summit calling the timeout. 3:56 left in the game, 40-23. Rifle with the lead. That was a great pass from Kimber Lang, standing just beyond the free throw line, and a good cut to the basket by Jamie Caron. Took the bounce pass in stride, laid it up and in. Jamie Caron with 11 points for Rifle. When this game concludes, as soon as that buzzer sounds, I'll give you the final score, of course, and some quick individual totals, and then we'll scoot out of here so they can sanitize the gym. We'll get ready for the boys' game. Just under 4 minutes to go in the game. 40-23 Rifle. Lady Bears have the ball. Jamie Caron has it near the circle. Gets a pick from Quinones. Finds a lane. Scoop shot with the right hand. Won't go. Rebound bobbled around. Controlled by Summit. Pulled down by Rivera. Up the floor comes Ketteritz. Ketteritz trapped in the corner. Ball is stripped. Just pulled out of the out of her hands by Mackenzie Elizardo. Almost a takedown. As Ketteritz trying to hang on to the ball. Rifle has it now, killing the clock. Quinones dribbling to the basket. She's fouled. It's Quinones going along the baseline. Fouled by Barrios. That'll be her fourth. Team foul number six. Ketteritz and Barrios out. Duffy in for Summit, along with Babich. Or rather, Callie Smith checked in. Elizardo inbounding at the baseline for Rifle. Goes into Kimber Lang. Off her hands. Picked off by Garbert. Garbert, her pass down to Callie Smith, who lays it up and in. Nice fast break for Summit. Callie Smith with the bucket. Her first basket of the night. 40-25, Rifle. Jamie Caron bounce pass to Quinones. Bounce pass to Elizardo. Mackenzie in the corner. Dribbles it back out in the high post on the left side. Under 3 minutes to go. Defender comes out to meet her. Reach in there by Smith. Doesn't go. This is good for a foul. Here's a pass down to Kimber Lang. Missed. Easy layup. Ball's on the floor. Controlled by Summit. Here comes Kelly Duffy for the Tigers. Two defenders pick her up. Duffy goes left wing to Callie Smith. Puts up a three. Bang. Callie Smith from downtown. She hit a couple of those against Glenwood. 40-28. Rifle. 2:25 left in the game. Elizardo brings it up. Met there by Garbert. Got a hand on the ball. Callie Smith gets the loose ball. Puts a shot. Blocked by Jamie Caron. Back we go the other way. Caron, it's a 2-on-2 Rifle. Now 3-on-2 Summit advantage. Caron pulls it out. Hands it off to Quinones. Bounce pass to Elizardo's. Rifle spreads it out. Here's a pass into Caron. Head fake there. Ooh, got fouled. No contact. No whistle. Drive by Rivera. Rivera almost traveled. Yep. Oh, timeout. Yeah, Rivera slid across the floor. You can hear Coach Eric Carroll saying, that was a travel. But no whistle. To set a timeout for Summit. 30-second timeout. A minute 52 left in the game. 40-28 Rifle in control. Again, the boys' game coming up after this. And Rifle will host Glenwood Saturday afternoon at 1 and 3, 3:30, 4, who knows.
Match up right now. Match up.
Callie Smith will inbound for Summit. In front of the Summit bench.
Tighter, Jamie. Work.
Goes into Kelly to Kelly Duffy. Picked up by Jamie Caron. Cross-court pass.
Who's there? Kimber, get up.
To Duffy.
Dig.
Turnaround jump shot put by Rivera. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Sage Allen for Rifle. Jump ball called. And possession will stay with Summit. A minute 33 to go. Duffy inbounding. Or Callie Smith, rather. Running out of time. Lobs it into Brita Babich, who had a ball knocked away. Got it back. And now we got a foul. Babich driving to the hoop. Foul on the floor. That'll be a ball out of bounds. Just the 15th foul for Rifle.
Hey, finish strong. Let's go. Come on.
Coach Eric Carroll saying, finish strong. Callie Smith inbounding. Running out of time. Pass is tipped. Loose ball. Skirts across the floor. Duffy puts up a desperation shot. In and out. No good. Rebound, Jamie Caron. Minute 20 left in the game. Lobs it over to Elizardo near half court. Elizardo carried the ball.
Give the ball up. Hey, get it on the cut.
So they used to call it palming the ball. Liz Lopez in for Elizardo. Jared Carroll sending in some subs for the first time, including Blake Hostetler. And Zoe Heisel, a freshman, is getting some varsity minutes here with a minute 10 to go. Rifle with a 12-point lead.
Let's go, get up.
Kelly Smith to Kelly Duffy for Summit. Top of the key, dribbles left side, hands it out to Barella.
Get up, get
Barella
up,
to Garbert. Garbert at the free throw line. Duffy for three, top of the key. That's an air ball. Out of bounds. Rifle ball, 55 seconds left.
Zoe throw it in. Blake, stay up.
Zoe Heisel inbound. Goes into Blake Hostetler. There's a turnover there. A steal by Callie Smith, but she kind of did a rollover like a turtle on her on its back, and it's technically a travel. Kimber Lang comes out. Solid game for her. Rifle will try to inbound it again against the Summit press with 48 seconds left. Jamie Caron brings it up. Dribbles around Smith. Smith coming out to meet her at half court. Smith is a pass from to Caron going to the basket and lost it out of bounds. Just rolled to the floor. Now we got an injury. Oh, my. The Summit player is down. I can't quite make out the number. Oh, the young lady is in some obvious pain. Jamie Caron took the entry pass into the key and then got tripped up. That is Brina Babich. Shaken up. She got to her feet and being helped off by Coach Kaylee Walker-Burns. A little bit of pain, but she's holding the back of her head. Hope she's all right. Barella inbounding for Summit. Goes into Callie Smith. Rifle with a press. Hostetler picks her up. Smith. Hook pass tipped. Taken by Hostetler. Taken by Caron. Caron on the fast break. Lays it up and in. Jamie Caron with 6 points this quarter. 42-28 Rifle. 14 seconds left. 13, 12, 11, 10. Pass down to Kelly Duffy. Her shot is no good. Off the rim. Rebound to Caron. Up the court. Here's a shot at the buzzer put up by Hostetler. That doesn't go, and that's your ball game. Final score, Rifle. An impressive win over Summit. 42-28. 15 points scored by Summit in that fourth quarter. 7 by Rifle, but the Lady Bears had a big lead. They had a big cushion, and they held on for the win, 42-28. Our leading scorers, let's see, we got Kimber Lang with 4 for Rifle. 4 scored by Jasmine Quinones. Jamie Caron with 13 on the night. Mackenzie Elizardo with 9 points. 2 scored by Faith Trujillo. Sage Allen with 10. She hit a 3-pointer in that third quarter. For Summit, Hannah Garbert with 4 points. 6 scored by Kelly Duffy. 5 for Callie Smith. 2 points from Brina Babich. And let's see, 7 points by Anna Rivera. 2 points scored by Karen Barrios. So again, our final score, Rifle 42, Summit 28. Lady Bears go to 2-0 in league play, 2-1 overall. Summit falls to 1-3 and 0-2 in the Western Slope. All right, we'll take some time out while they sanitize this gym, and we'll be back for the boys' game right here on KMTS.